You know, I don't know if I preach much or not, but there's some scripture been on my mind this evening. And every time I look through the Bible, and I just wind right back up to it, so I'll read it, and that may be all I'll do. But we're living in a troublesome time. It seemed like that we have kind of forgot about the basic things of the Bible, and maybe things that we grew up with, we kind of got to pass them, but it's very important to go to the house of God and assemble ourselves together. It said, come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might find help, we might find grace to help in a time of need. And I find myself a lot of times in a time of need, and I can find help at the grace of God. The 13th chapter is very familiar scripture, Luke. In the 6th verse, we'll read just a few little verses, and that may be all we do. But Jesus spake a parable here. He said, he spake unto them, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and finding none, then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, behold, 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree, and finding none, cut it down. Why cumber it the ground? And he answered, saying unto him, Lord, let it alone this year, until I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. I don't know, but I've been thinking about that, and you know, we might go to church every Sunday all of our lives. We might think that we're doing the perfect will of God. But you know, the Bible said the kingdom of heaven would be likened unto this man that had a fig tree, and the Lord seeking fruit on it, come time and time again and finding none. For 3 long years, he comes seeking fruit on this fig tree, and finding none. And you know, I got to thinking about maybe a neighbor or a loved one or somebody that maybe that we I've got change to talk to, and somebody that we got change to dig about, and the Lord seemed like I is almost giving up on them. I we ought to be on par for God. I digging about them, trying I everything we can. I least are praying and asking the Lord. I just leave them alone for right now until I have a change. I to dig about them. I dung them. I try to help them. I to bring forth fruit. Now, I don't know what kind of fruit the Lord may be looking for. You know, sometimes maybe that we know that we ought to be doing something. The Lord has laid something on our heart that we ought to do, and we're doing it not. The Bible said, if we know to do good and do it not, to us it is sin. Somebody, maybe not digging or praying for us. Lord, give them another change. Lord, help them. to see the errors of their way. He said, I to lay aside every sin and every weight that is so easy to beset us and let us run with patience. I don't know but the Lord of this vineyard, He come 3 years seeking fruit on this one little tree and finding none. He said, cut it down. But to dress her with compassion, and so long, so hurt, because he wanted to cut it down. Brother, I hate to see anybody cut off from the presence of the Lord. The tears drying up. The devil taking over whenever they ought to be bringing forth fruit. And maybe that we could do something. Dig about them. Talk to them. Maybe help them. That they could bring forth fruit. Leave it alone. Lord, but have compassion just for one more year. Till I have a chance to dig about them. I to talk to them. And then, Lord, if they will not hear, if they will not listen, you'll just have to cut it down. We go as far as we can go and pray that we can go farther. Pray that they will listen. I know that there's people sits in the church house doors in the seats and knowing that they I got work to do and but they will refuse to do be a doer of the word not just a hearer only but a doer listen and the Lord is calling seeking asking and will refuse to bring forth fruit. Maybe a friendly hello. Or maybe go speak to somebody that's going astray. Or maybe, I don't know what the case is. But when we get to the place, at the right place, at the right time, we know what we ought to do. You see, I'm not going to say, well, I do this or I do that. But whenever the time comes that we ought to speak, that we ought to dig about our brother and our sister, when the time comes, we know what we ought to do. I don't know why this evening, I went to the little fig tree. I don't know, but the little fig tree, the dresser had compassion on the little fig tree. And the Lord said, 3 years I come seeking fruit and finding none. He said, cut it down. Cut it down. He had compassion. He said, Lord, leave it alone. Leave it alone. I wonder if a dresser had neglected that little tree for 3 years. I wonder if he knew that he should have been a-digging about it. I wonder if he knew just how close that the Lord was to cutting it down. I wonder if he knew what kind of shape the little fig tree was in. Maybe the Lord was looking for a fruit that he couldn't see. Maybe our brothers and sisters are supposed to be bringing forth fruit that we can't see. But the Lord can see the heart. The Lord knoweth the heart. But when we have opportunity to encourage somebody, to lift them up, whatever the case is, we ought to be doing it. Now, but the little tree, my mind, I just couldn't get away from it. Had no idea what I was going to say about it. But the little fig tree was in the vineyard all alone. Maybe the dresser was favoring other trees more than his favoring this tree. Maybe did he know that the Lord come these 3 years seeking fruit and finding none? I don't know. But the dresser had compassion. He said, let me have a chance to dig about it. I wonder if we really know that somebody is drifting away. I wonder if we take time and compassion and pray, Lord, just give me one more chance. Open a door and give me one more chance to walk in, to lift somebody up, or to correct their errors or their way. Just something. But the dresser, he had compassion on the little fig tree. Lord said, cut it down. And he pleaded for the little fig tree for one more year, for one more chance. I don't know if it brought forth fruit after that year or not. It didn't say. But the compassion, just give me one more chance to dig about it, to dung it, to help it. I don't know if he was putting more effort in all the other beautiful trees and maybe just neglecting that, and I don't know. But something about it. He said the kingdom of heaven would be likened unto that. So he's talking about the Christian run of life. He's talking about me and you. We ought to be ready to help somebody that's fallen by the wayside. Brother Eric.